This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is making rapid strides in the semiconductor sector, building a robust ecosystem to power its digital future and drive global innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Union Cabinet's decision relating to approval of semiconductor units in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab will boost manufacturing capacity, create high-skilled jobs and position India as a key player in the global supply chain. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved four new semiconductor manufacturing units with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the decision was taken by the Cabinet under the chairmanship of the Prime Minister.
आज चार सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, दो उड़ीसा में, एक पंजाब में और एक आंध्र. 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है, जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा. तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम, डिजाइन, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved the phase 1B of the Lucknow Metro Rail project in Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years. The Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill provides that leaseholders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. For inclusion of critical and strategic minerals and other specified minerals, no additional amount needs to be paid. These include minerals such as lithium, graphite, nickel, cobalt, gold and silver. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has tightened norms governing overseas citizens of India, OCI. The ministry said that OCI registration will be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more or is charged sheeted for an office offence punishable with imprisonment of 7 years or more. The provision applies irrespective of whether the conviction occurred in India or abroad, provided the offence is recognised under Indian law. The notification by Home Ministry comes under the provisions of the Citizenship Act 1955 and the Citizenship Rules 2009, which empower the central government to cancel OCI registration under specified conditions. The Election Commission held an interaction with a delegation of Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, in New Delhi yesterday. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar and Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi interacted with an NCP delegation led by its National General Secretary and Representative Brijmohan Srivastava. The meeting is in continuation of the interactions being held by ECI with the presidents of various national and state political parties. During the past 150 days, a total of 4,719 all-party meetings were conducted, including 40 meetings by Chief Electoral Officer, CEOs, 800 by District Election Officers, DEOs, and 3,879 by Electoral Registration Officers, EROs, engaging over 28,000 representatives of various political parties. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai yesterday. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Mr. Modi said India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable ISMR will be held in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Dr. S. J. Shankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal will attend the roundtable. Namrata Batra scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at the World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favourite Ming Yu Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of the women's 52 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.